Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Hot 1027 on a Monday morning, and as you know, it's time for Hot Cares at Hot 1027. We believe in stepping in where help is needed the most. And today's story is about love, dedication, and rescue, I'm glad to say. Persian cats are among the most beautiful and sought-after breeds. But what happens when they are abandoned, neglected, and left suffering? Well, one lady, her name is Sylvia Gonzalez. She has made it her life mission to save them. And that's where we are today. We're having a chat with Sylvia. Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning, Simon. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Now, it's an absolute pleasure. Tell me a little bit about the Persian Cat Rescue in Durban.
Yes, Simon. So we are based in Durban, but we work countrywide. And our core work is to rescue those who are facing severe cruelty. There is so much silent suffering that goes on behind closed doors, mostly in backyard breeding situations. An example would be Tucker, who recently had to undergo surgery. And then we work with those that are facing life-threatening abandonment, starvation, and severe neglect. The Persians are a breed that I always say they are the newborns of the cat world. They are completely dependent and reliant on us human beings to look after themselves. They can do nothing for themselves. So when they're abandoned, they simply die. They have zero chance of survival. And this is why you don't see them in the feral colonies in the cities, because they just don't make it.
And why so is that? Is it like a genetic thing? I mean, why is it particularly like the Persians?
Yes. You know, they are very flat-faced, and so breathing challenges are huge. Okay. They're a very, very big struggle for the breed. And because of the flat faces, it comes with a lot of challenges, eye challenges, grooming, and yes, they are just bred in a way that does not make them a strong breed that is able to survive in adverse situations, yeah, like our domestic cats.
And you say that you work across South Africa, Persians anywhere in the country. I mean, give me an idea. I mean, where do you get calls from for need and for help, and how many sort of cats do you get in a year, for example?
Okay, so an example would be, so we are based in Durban. This is where our sanctuary is, but we often get calls from shelters and rescue organizations outside of Durban. An example would be Neisner Animal Welfare at times has phoned us, and a few others like that. They will then maybe be, you know, have a whole lot of Persian cats surrendered to them, and they will feel, because they are inundated with cats, and Persians are such a high maintenance breed who just don't cope very well in those kinds of situations, they will ask us to take them in. And then they're often flown to us. Yeah. And here we are tailor-made for them and their specific needs. So very often shelters and rescue organizations out of Durban will approach us and ask us to help.
And tell me, you mentioned a little earlier on, you mentioned Tucker. Tell me about Tucker.
Okay, so Tucker was quite a typical case. He was rescued out of a backyard breeding situation. Yeah. This couple were known in the area. Drug addicts, the police were often called in for domestic violence. I was contacted by somebody in the public to tip me off about the situation. This breeder was sitting in a pub somewhere and was threatening to drown the kittens. So we stepped in. We spoke to this lady who said, yes, she doesn't want anything to do with them anymore. There were seven in that rescue case. We did go into the house, which was like a house of horrors. And Tucker was one of the boys that we got out of that rescue situation. Some of them were not or aren't, you know, have not been able to be rehabilitated. The abuse was just too great. Tucker has done nicely. He's responded emotionally well. But if you take them out of the sanctuary, they kick back into that fear, you know, and they're not easily able to be rehomed because of what's been done to them. And then Tucker developed cancer just recently, two different types of cancer. And that is a recent occurrence, what's happened in Tucker's life.
Well, what we're hoping is that everyone listening to us this morning will go, you know what, I got a Persian, or I love Persians, I didn't know you were around, and they are going to help, and we'll give your details up in a second. But what we would like to do at Hot 102.7, bearing in mind the story you've just told us about Tucker, and of course the bills that you have associated with it, we're happy to pay 40,000 Rand for the bills at the moment. So that will take care of the current bill for this month, and I hope that goes in some way to help out.
Sure, Simon. I get emotional. Happy tears. I don't really know what to say, but I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. Now, I know that also with the Persians, the cat grooming business is essential, right? Because that helps sort of fund, I suppose, the business as a whole. So you need help there. And I believe your tumble dryer has broken. Am I correct in saying that?
So it's actually, yes. Grooming is a very big part of what we do. And then we do groom, you know, we take on and help people with the grooming, and that helps to fund our work. So, yes, our one dryer, which would be so beneficial, is a cage dryer. This would just help cut down time, because it's so incredibly time consuming, the grooming our Persians in the sanctuary, and then, you know, grooming for others, to just to try and help fund the rescue work. So one of our dreams would be to get a new dryer. It's a specific kind of dryer, just to help us cut down on the actual hours spent on the grooming.
Well, here's some more good news. We believe it's valued at 20,000 Rand. So our guys at Hot Cares told us that we should just go ahead and buy that and sort that out. So that's the 40 grand of the vet bills sorted. And let's get a new tumble dryer in there as well.
Wow, Simon. I honestly don't know what to say. I don't know how to thank you. You guys at Hot Care are lifesavers, and your listeners. And honestly, from the depths of our heart, we are so deeply, deeply grateful and deeply thankful.
This is what Hot Cares is all about. It's about changing lives, not only human lives, but animal lives as well. If you'd like to get hold of the Persian Cat Rescue, you can. They're in Durban and they have got a website. Obviously, if there's something that you know that we need to know, Hot Cares is here to help out. Please visit our website, hotcares.co.za, or you can email info@hotcares.co.za to nominate a person or organization that maybe needs a little bit of a helping hand.
Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.